Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. I'm Dan Rettina, the founder of Dan's Papers, and my talk today is with Susan Stroman, who there's nothing to say other than that she's the celebrated director and choreographer of many shows on Broadway, and they had to make extra Tonys for her because they had so many that she's won over the years. But she's president of the Academy of the Arts at Guildhall and has been for last 5 years or so, or pretty much. Is that a good segue for you as a professional?
It's a good segue. But in fact, I've been president for 1 year and I'm loving every moment of it because I just love the Guildhall and I've been going to the Guildhall for a very long time. So the Guildhall to me is, I'm excited about that as I am excited about speaking to you too, because I've known you my whole life. So this is a treat for me. But yes, the Guildhall is amazing because for me, it's about visual arts and then it's about music and dance and theater and all in under that one roof, which has been newly renovated, by the way. But it's an amazing place and so many wonderful events are happening this summer.
I know they did a lot of renovations. I was there the other day and I looked into the hat box of the theater, which was fought for over the objections of a lot of people to get rid of it, but it was kept as the sound. I know they originally were going to make the sound better.
They did. The sound is fantastic. And I have to say, the seats are much more comfortable. There's more leg room than in any theater on Broadway.
Yes, I know. You've won Tonys for, I guess, first big breakout was Crazy for You.
Yes.
Who is directed by Mike Bokrand, who was your husband for all the years, which was about Gershwin. I did not see it on Broadway. I did see some of your other productions, though. And some of the others that have won you Tonys for either directing or both with choreography are The Producers and I think The Scots.
The Showboat. And yes.
And altogether, 5 Tonys and you have a talent, and it was discovered very early by yourself. And I've often wondered when people have such a talent, how do they proceed and how did you find it? You grew up in Delaware, is what I read.
Yes, I'm originally from Delaware, and I graduated from the University of Delaware, so I'm a Delaware gal through and through. But my father was a wonderful piano player, so there was always music in the house. And so I started in a dancing school when I was 5 years old. And I was that little girl who danced around the living room to her father playing the piano. So it very much was a part of me. My father also told big fish stories, which to this day, I don't know if they're true or not. But that kind of storytelling and music constantly in the home. There was no choice but for me to go into the theater and do musical theater. It was just part of my growing up.
You said he was a piano player, but that could be in a bar or as a performer.
He played naturally, played all the old standards, you know, so I grew up with Gershwin and Kern and Cole Porter. But he could play classical too. He could play just about anything. He even did play in a bar. He actually did play in a bar. He loved it. He had quite the personality.
And you left Delaware the year after you graduated for New York.
Yes, for New York and never looked back. And I've been working ever since, which is wonderful. Of course, I came to New York as a song and dance gal because I could sing and dance, but I absolutely wanted to create for the theater ever since I was little. And I think it was because of I was creating dance to my father's music. So I came to New York as a performer, but it was always to assess the situation and get on the other side of the table and become a choreographer and a director.
Had you done choreography and director in college?
Yes, well, in like the community theaters and around the area when I was in high school and when I was in college, yes.
I also read somewhere that When you hear music, you see dance. What is that?
I do indeed. When I hear music, it's like a visual comes over me. I imagine hordes of people dancing through my head. And whatever kind of song it is, I visualize that music. And either people are even in costumes. I mean, there's a whole story going on. So music isn't relaxing to me. It's actually an inspiration. All types of music.
When I hear music, and especially with the current high production values, I see myself amongst the musicians.
Yes, I'm sure.
But you're seeing people actually jumping around in
Dancing, singing and dancing, absolutely. And some sort of story going on, for sure.
How did you get noticed? I came to New York, everybody else came to New York.
I really wanted to be not performing anymore. So I started small, doing people's club acts, doing things called industrial shows. And then I got a break doing an off-Broadway show called Flora the Red Menace. And that was written by John Kander and Fred Ebb. And once I did that Broadway show, I never went back on stage again. It sort of launched me where how Prince saw it, Liza Minnelli saw it. I became good friends with Kander and Ebb. And that's the thing that really turned my whole life around.
Of all the shows you've done, do you have a favorite that you think was just a wonderful thing? I watched a lot of Woody Allen movies, and Sleeper is it.
I know, wonderful. Well, yes, I got to work with Woody on Bullets Over Broadway, and that was a fantastic experience. He's so funny. I think my most favorite adventure was The Producers. It was the funniest. And then the most joyous was Crazy for You. And the most important, of course, was The Scottsboro Boys. And every show, I'm very lucky that I get to tell very different types of stories all the time. The show Contact I did at Lincoln Center was also very wonderful for me because it was just based on a visual that I saw, a girl in a yellow dress. And I created this whole piece with my good friend John Wideman, and it was something that was a big hit and won the Tony Award for Best Musical, and I won the Tony Award that year too, and it ran for a long time at Lincoln Center.
How was it to work with the actors and the producers, which
They're so funny, Nathan and Matthew, and they're exceptional performers. Everybody in the Producers was funny, and they could only get into the show if they had a funny bone. So it was a joy to go to rehearsal every day.
someone had asked me to ask you who, it's an embarrassing question of who was the most difficult person that you had to deal with in theater.
Oh, I don't think I can go there. I think that one will go to my grave, I think.
It's a nice thing that you're now connected into Guildhall in a real way. I know they do honors every year, and you're the perfect person who's out here and who should be honored. And then there's voting, and it's like an election every.
I know. But there are so many wonderful artists out there and writers, and it's extraordinary the kind of culture that is out there. And that's what's great about the Guildhall. It's a theater, but it is the visual arts, it's dancing, it's singing, it's music, it has everything. And that's why I love it so much.
And art galleries.
Yes, art galleries, absolutely. And they have a great, great season lined up, with things like the New York City Ballet, the Harlem Ballet, the talks with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Colson Whitehead and, Fran Lebowitz. That's going to be wonderful. And Hillary Clinton, and it just amazing talkbacks and John Waters. And what I'm doing on the 21st with Mark Shaiman is a talkback. Mark is an amazing composer and lyricist, and he's won Tonys and Grammys and Emmy Awards, and he's a great storyteller and he's very funny. So he's done work with Billy Crystal and Bette Midler and Rob Reiner. So he has wonderful stories to tell. But he's an amazing pianist, done movies like Sleepless in Seattle and First Wives Club and Sister Act. And he's just a marvelous performer on the piano. So I'll be talking to him, and there's a great triple threat singer, dancer, actress coming, who is Robin Herder, and she's Tony nominated, and she is in the same vein as like Che Rivera or Gwen Verdon or Donna McKechnie. It's like she has that title of a dance star, and she is amazing. She's going to do a couple numbers that night, so that's on the June 21st. So I'm very excited about that.
Describe that in a little more detail, if you can. Will she be on stage performing? Is that
Yes, Mark will play the piano and she'll come on stage and sing and dance. And, Mark has a wonderful book out called Never Mind the Happy, which is a phrase his mother used to say to him. But he's written a wonderful book about his life in show business. And of course, it's filled with amazing stories about Mark and all the celebrities that he's met. And so that night, we'll do a talk back first, and he'll tell us all about the book. And then he'll get up and play that piano like nobody's business. And Robin will sing and dance.
What have we left out here? Well, I'm looking at the clock. 11 minutes. We have 9 minutes to go. Tell me how you got connected up coming out to the Hamptons. Well, Broadway came out in the 50s and 60s here, or so.
Yes, I know there are a lot of Broadway folks out there. And so I do love it out there because I get to see these marvelous people. But I got connected with the Guildhall. I started just going to the Guildhall. And then they asked me to do 3 nights where I explained how musicals are created. The first night I did Crazy Few. The second night I did The Producers. And the third night I did a new show I'm working on called Little Dancer. And in that weekend, I explained to the audience how musical gets made. And I had stars with me that also, Nathan and Matthew came, and Mel Brooks was on a video there talking to the audience. And I had Tyler Peck for Little Dancer, the beautiful dancer from New York City Ballet. And then for the Gershwin, for Crazy Few, I had Tony Azbeck dancing. So it was a great weekend of how to put on a musical. And I think that's how we connected, the Guildhall and I. That's how we were bonded after that weekend. And so when the wonderful Eric Fischel was thinking of stepping down, they gave me a call and asked me to come in and be the president. And I was thrilled because I'm quite honored to be president of the Guildhall because of the folks who work there, the staff that's there. Everybody is smart and funny and charming and filled with grace and love art. It is a great place to be.
You have a desk in an office?
No, I don't have that. And I think now in the age of Zoom, no one needs that. But they can call me and I'll be on the beach. That'll be fine.
What do you like to do in the Hamptons, and what do you like about the Hamptons?
I love that I can go out to the Hamptons for peace and quiet, but also there's culture there. There's Guildhall, of course, but there's wonderful church in Sag Harbor. And, the restaurants are great. The 1770 house is my favorite, right across the street from Guildhall. And I do love the ocean. Growing up in Delaware, we went to the beach in the summertime. We went to the Jersey Shore. We went to Atlantic City or Rehoboth in Delaware. So it's very much part of my life. So not being far from the ocean makes me very happy. So yeah, there's always something to do, and I do like to walk because I'm a New Yorker at heart. I love to get up and walk and go get a coffee, and you can do that on the main streets of these wonderful villages out in the Hamptons.
How would you describe East Hampton as being different from, say, Southampton or Montauk?
Well, I like them all. They're all different, aren't they? They all have their different character. I do like going up to Montauk too. I love the restaurants up there. And I just like the vibe in Montauk. That's quite fun. And I don't know Southampton that much. Of course, I've been there, but I don't know it as well as the others. I mostly know Montauk and Amagansett and East Hampton and Sag Harbor. And I just love each of them for their very distinguished character.
Have you ever been to dinner at the Montauk Manor?
No, I haven't. Should I go?
You should.
Okay, I will go.
The manor was built in the 20s as a sort of castle and a hotel. Interior ground floor where the elevators people are has been kept, and there's huge hangings on the walls, spears, and the restaurant that's there now is run by one of the Montys. Paul Monty, who used to run Gurney's Inn. And it's right out in the hall with some other places to go.
Yeah, I'll try it. It sounds wonderful. I think I know where it is. I can visualize what you're saying, where it is. Yeah, up on a hill there by the trains, across from the train station, kind of. Yeah.
That's a wonderful stop.
Yes.
Have you brought any inductions out to the Hamptons or?
No, but I intend to. I intend to. We're talking about it. And also, Guildhall works as a place where you can workshop or do readings or really try things out because the audiences are so savvy. They're true audiences that will let you know if you're on the right track or not. So it's a great place to try things. That's finding a place like Guildhall that does that is rare. And so it not only has evenings that are completed, but also it will allow artists to try things out.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, what else can we talk about? Just Guildhall, really. I think everybody needs to come because there's something there for everyone. There's music, if you love music, dance. There's a lot of dance. And you know, the dance actually sells out, which I find fascinating and wonderful. And there's also, you know, live performances from the National Theatre in London, which I adore seeing those. And then they have movies and speakers about the movies. And, you know, the classical music, they have jazz music. And then they have, you know, I saw a wonderful reading there last year of All the President's Men, which was very unique and wonderful. And that's what's so exceptional about it. There's something there for absolutely everyone and families. There's lots of kids events going on. Their staff is amazing. The staff at Guildhall is amazing that they are able to give the community a taste of everything in the arts. That's what makes it about the community. It's a place for the community.
How do you see the improvements, mostly downstairs? Well, not mostly. The main ground floor is amazing.
Ground floor is amazing. And it's the theater too, the stage and the wings. And no, they've done a great job. And the sound is better. And it's very inviting when you walk in. You know, it's just very, very inviting. Right when you walk in, they have an amazing art gallery on both sides. And a little gift shop and everything about it. And the garden in the back where they have different events where you can go and actually speak to the artists you just saw on stage. So that garden is wonderful for hobnobbing with the artists.
What are some other highlights that come to mind for this summer, July and August?
Well, for July and August, I'm excited about there's an evening with John Waters, who wrote Hairspray, and I'm excited about that. Of course, I'm excited about Fran Lebowitz and Neil deGrasse Tyson. I love listening to him speak, so I'm very, very excited about that. And of course, you know I'm going to love all the dance events, the different New York City ballet artists that come there. And it's wonderful when they can do talkbacks with them, too. And the Dance Theater of Harlem is so strong and so powerful. And that's very popular. That sells out quick, the Dance Theater of Harlem. They're an amazing group. So there's so many wonderful things happening. And the National Theater is doing some plays, live feed. And yeah, I'm going to be there probably every night.
Well, I forgot what I was just going to ask you about. Oh, this has to do with dance itself. Does the dance, when you are choreographing, are you working toward a personality in the dance in some way in your mind?
Yes, since I choreograph for the theater, I'm dancing an exact character. And every character is different. You know, Max Bialystock dances very different from Leo Bloom. So I have to take that in mind. So when I choreograph, it's believable that they launch into song and dance because they're launching into song and dance in character. So that's very different from a dance company or a modern dance company where you're sort of playing every man. I am choreographing for a specific man or a specific character. So it's quite different.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast, Susan.
Absolutely. And it is just such a treat to meet you and speak to you and see you. It's wonderful.
Well, we'll talk again.
All right. All the best to you on everything. Have a great summer.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.